us along.
I was not done.
I know, but I got to move us along. Mr. Stoll.
Thank you, Mayor. I'm glad we have a little more time because I do have a few prepared remarks for you all.
Mr. Stoll.
Yes, I am president of the Park Rose Business Association. I'm actually in my third go-around as president of the association. And we sent along a letter both to the Planning Commission and to you people about a moratorium, an immediate moratorium, on the street renaming process and a way to have a historical bank of names to have for future renamings with a vote of the people. And what I was told, a group of us were told about 2-3 months ago at a pre-street renaming meeting by one of the mediation team members, was that this ordinance is like it was drawn up on a napkin over lunch by two people. And I don't think it's fair to go through this process, rename 39th Avenue, and then, bam, let's do a moratorium now. Because if the process is bad for the future, it is bad for the present. Now, sorry, Commissioner Leonard, but I'm putting my other hat on here. I'm a business person in the Hollywood District. Our family's owned property in Hollywood for 59 years. We own 4 pieces of property on 39th Avenue. And we have small businesses as our tenants. They're all small businesses. We have nonprofits as our tenants. They're going through some very tough economic times now. I know because when I talk to them, when I talk to them about renewing their leases, they tell me how tough things are. This is the last thing that they need to face at this time, both in the time dealing with this, and believe me, this takes a lot of time and effort to deal with the situation, the angst that it causes them, what are we going to do? How are we going to handle it? The expense that it will cause, it's more than just business cards and stationery. It's flyers, brochures, menus, the GPS systems that people have to try and find their businesses. I'm hearing from people that are not even on 39th Avenue. They go, wait a minute. I told people to take the exit in 39th and come up to my business on 43rd, on 41st. They're concerned about it. It's not just the people on 42nd. It's a family business. My parents started in 1950. We still own the same piece of property on 39th that we had in 1950. And into the future, I hope my two daughters continue this business. They worked with me as they were growing up, as I did with my father. I want them to continue and have a place on 39th with our family history. Now, my third point is my own history. I was born in Portland. I was raised on 39th Avenue. I lived the first 8 years of my life in a studio apartment with my parents. My father had 3 jobs to support us. My mother had 2 jobs to support us. I played ball on 39th. I dodged Rose City Transit buses on 39th, much to my parents' chagrin. And it's part of my history. I would be opposed to renaming 39th if it was proposed to rename Wayne Stoll Street or even Randy Leonard Lane. I would have the same arguments against it. The vast majority of people polled are against renaming 39th.
I would be against that.
You'd be against that? Well, you have to be dead for 5 years, so I think we've got a little problem.
I bet it passed if people thought I would die.
Where's that?
What if it was Randy Leonard's Way?
I could get around that. I like that.
Mr. Stoll, you're...
Is this eating into my time?
No. No.
We also have over 2,400 signatures on petitions against renaming 39th. And these are gathered just in the last 6 to 8 weeks, very informally by a group of us, no official petition signer, gatherers, hunters, fishers, whatever they are. And we have these. If you'd like them, you can have them. But they're legitimate people with concerns about that. And I also, on my personal history, this is a picture of my mother, who passed away last year, teaching manners from our dance studio at the corner of 39th and Hancock. The son is opening the door for his mother. She's teaching the young man proper manners. So our family history goes back a long ways on 39th. I want it to continue on 39th, and I appreciate your time.
Thank you, Mr. Stoll, and thanks to your father, and bless your mother's memory as well. Good people.
Thank you, Mayor.
Mr. Fruits.
Hi, thank you, Mayor Adams and commissioners. Putting together this panel was a bit of a challenge, as you can see, that we actually come from a wide variety of opinions and backgrounds. And again, I think that really highlights the support that we have for 39th, that it's not some sort of monolithic group, that it really is a grassroots organization with a lot of different people, with a lot of different backgrounds, with a lot of different experiences, and a lot of different reasons why they want to save their street from being renamed. So when someone comes and says, you know, what's your reason? I can speak for my own reasons, but I can't speak for anyone else's. To begin with, I'm an economist by training. I have a PhD in economics. I have my own economic consulting firm in the city of Portland. And one of the things I get called on about is what's going on with the economy. And I can tell you, we've got 1 out of 8 people in the city of Portland out of work looking for jobs. And I can guarantee that next month you will find out that that number is actually going to be higher. We have picked the absolute worst time in the economic history of Portland to heap more costs on businesses and households and homeowners. You have a lot of businesses that are on the edge. You have a lot of households, a lot of homeowners that are on the edge. And it doesn't take much to push people over that edge. When you're standing on the edge of the cliff, it doesn't take more than a little blow to push you off. To many, this renaming is going to bring a lot of financial pain with absolutely no financial gain. Throughout all the discussions that we've had, no one, there has not been a single business or individual that has stepped forward and said, renaming 39th will make me better off in terms of making more money, in terms of paying my bills, in terms of being able to make it through these hard times. Not a single one has been identified. In addition to being an economist, I'm also the president of the Laurelhurst Neighborhood Association. The president at the time that the vote was taken is going to speak about that. But I just wanted to highlight briefly that it was we had the largest turnout ever in the history, in people's memory of the history of the Laurelhurst Neighborhood Association. And I met a woman there who was born in Laurelhurst in 1929, so the living memory goes back pretty far. We voted unanimously. The general membership voted unanimously to oppose renaming historic 39th Avenue. And we were joined by other neighborhood associations that are along 39th. Every neighborhood association that took a position has taken a position in opposition. A lot of times people come and ask, well, what's your reason for opposing the renaming of 39th? And remember, we're opposing the renaming of 39th. We're not opposing honoring Mr. Chavez. And that's a really key point. I think we should really be done with renaming things. We've learned so much what kind of acrimony falls out of it. To many also, we find it offensive that as the people who are going to be imposed this sort of name change on them, that we have to provide the justification. Why do we have to explain why we don't want our street renamed? On the other hand, the proponents of renaming have never been asked and have never answered the question, why is renaming historic 39th Avenue the only acceptable way to honor Mr. Chavez? Why not a new bridge? Why isn't a new bridge acceptable? We're going to have a new school in the Pearl District. Why isn't that acceptable? Why isn't it acceptable to have two names on 39th, to have it be called Historic 39th and Cesar Chavez Boulevard? Why can't we do that? Our opposition has grown stronger in the face of the flawed laws and what we think is a flawed process that seems designed to produce the predetermined outcome. These flaws are well known and well documented, and anyone who's read the blog will know most of them. But I just wanted to point out that at every panel, and even the city staff have acknowledged that there are flaws in the city code and the process itself. There has not been a single person who's had to make a decision or write a report that hasn't said that this process is flawed, in some cases fatally. We've been told over and over that next time, things are going to be better. Next time it's going to be fair. Next time the process is going to work. We're working out the kinks this time. Well, you know, it's kind of like the expression of when you make an omelet, you got to break a few eggs. You know, we are the broken eggs, but we won't get the omelet. And I think that's a real problem that we have with this process and the promises that next time it'll be better. So what began as a process as a way to honor Mr. Chavez and his virtually ceaseless efforts to make peace with other people, to try to bring people together. It's turned into a really ugly process, and it's been because of a lack of leadership. I've had so many people come to me and say, how come someone in the city hasn't taken a lead on this and tried to bring people together, to try to get some sort of compromise, something where everyone wins, where we can honor Mr. Chavez without imposing costs on other people. But all along, the city's hidden behind this thing they call process, as if it's some sort of train that's left the station where you can't come in and manage the process. When the process began, the Chavez Committee said it was their priority to meet one-on-one with affected neighborhoods. It was such a priority, in fact, that the promise is printed in bold letters, in capital letters, on their website. But instead, they flat-out refused every single invitation from every single neighborhood group and every single good faith effort to join together in a winning compromise. The worst of it came when I received an email that said that they had unanimously voted not to meet with me or anyone else about crafting a compromise to renaming 39th. So now that we're here, I urge you to vote against renaming historic 39th Avenue, and I hope in the near future the city will form a committee to honor Mr. Chavez in an appropriate way. And toward that goal of crafting a compromise, I'd like to offer the Chavez Committee a portrait of Mr. Chavez as a gesture of goodwill in hopes that we can find a solution. Thank you.
Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah, she can make copies. Thanks, Wayne.
No, they're going to do 3, but they're going to start calling people up. Yeah.
They're going to
show
up.
Sorry.
It's
great.
John did a great job.
Oh, yeah, 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 you're right.
No, I'm just saying, it's so sad.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, so Armando Gonzalez and Doretta Schrock. Yeah. No, I didn't see it on the...
I'm just saying.
Yeah, you're right. I hadn't thought about that. He's going to get exactly what he didn't want.
And I am. That was. That was not
sneaky.
It's just rather just lazy.
We've been trying.
Cards. Where did it fit?
Yes. Well, I think the brakes help. Could you grab me just some water out of the taps? Fine.
Yeah.
That's fine. You did great.
Thanks. No, but I just didn't want to. That's a good one to bring up. I think it's very important. I didn't get into that. What?
Yeah.
want to talk to Eric Roots about. He's the expert on that.
It's regular apartments. It's going to be July 8th at 10:45 a.m.
Good dish.
What's that? All right.
How you doing?
Yeah.
You give away the night off?
I know.
I get them all day.
I know. He always used the damn baby excuse. Baby so cute. Oh no. Did we get it fixed? Bet you he stepped on it.
Thank you for letting me know.
Video feed got killed.
We got it working.
Okay, good, good. He's our coach guy. Thank you. We have 150.
Said we were.
If city commissioners would return to the dais, and if you could please find your seat, we're about to return from recess. And we need to get those posters. Dr. Schneider, could you facilitate? We got to take those posters down. Or
I wanted to ponder on them.
Yeah,
people need to be able to see.
Yeah, everybody gets their stuff up when they're testifying. Yeah, but they're well done. All right, we're getting sign up sheets. Kurt, we got sign up sheets copied or getting copied and over to. Okay, so we're getting copies of the sign up sheets taken to the Portland building. So folks in the Portland Building Overflow Room know where their names show up. They can page through and see where their name shows up. And again, Carla is going to be calling some folks further down the sign-up sheets, just waiting for some of my colleagues. I messed up and did not give. We had four folks that testified in favor of the renaming, four folks that testified in opposition to the renaming, and I failed to give the allotted time to representatives of the applicants. So we've got two folks that represent the applicants or the petitioners, and then we will go to the sign-up sheets for public testimony. Armando Gonzalez and Doretta Schrock, who would like to go first? Ms. Schrock.
Mr. Mayor and commissioners, my name is Doretta Schrock. I was vice chair of the Kenton Neighborhood Association a little more than 2 years ago when the Cesar E. Chavez Boulevard Committee came looking for feedback from neighborhood leaders. They proposed to rename a street a few blocks from my house after an American hero.
Can you move the mic up just a little bit? Thanks.
Better? In addition to attending many public meetings since then, I've attended many meetings of the committee. I have to say that even those times when I've been the only Anglo in the room, the members of the Chavez Committee have treated me with nothing but respect and friendship. Those of you who know my tendency to say what I think, no matter the audience, will understand how highly that speaks of them. I'm honored that they've asked me to speak, but I'm here only as a private citizen. We are here to talk specifically about renaming 39th Avenue after Cesar E. Chavez, but more fundamentally, I think, we are here to talk about how we define us in the city of Portland and how we define them. Us versus them comes in many flavors, some more subtle than others. Not so subtle is, why Portland? Why don't they go to Woodburn or Hillsboro or Gresham? Not so subtle was the theme of the opposition to the original proposal, save our interstate. Not so subtle is a comment heard at that Laurelhurst neighborhood meeting that a street sign in their neighborhood bearing the name of Cesar Chavez would be an eyesore. More subtle is the response of many good Portland progressives. Sure, let's name something after Cesar Chavez. Not a street. Better we should name the Farmers Market or the Max Bridge or rename Delta Park. At the heart of those suggestions is we know better than they what will best honor Cesar Chavez and the Latino community. Renaming a street for someone who is not only a respected individual but who also represents a minority community is a powerful symbolic statement. Streets are the warp and weft of a city. Streets tie us together in functional, active, and visible ways. When we name a street after a distinguished African-American or Latino-American, we honor that person, but we also make a statement that those communities are an integral part of the fabric of the city. Is the Latino community in Portland us or them? Most subtle of all is the unspoken but powerful and pervasive perspective that if I don't see the value in something, then it has no value. There are legitimate arguments against renaming streets, and we'll hear those arguments today. There is some monetary cost to the city and businesses on the street, and there is some inconvenience to residents. What I haven't heard from the opponents of this proposal is any weighing of those costs against the potential gain. What I have heard has not included giving any weight to what it might mean to the Latino community or what the larger community might have to gain. Of course, the Latino community is not monolithic. We've already heard someone today claim that Cesar Chavez belongs only to Chicanos and the rest of us should just keep our hands off. What I know is that many people who identify themselves as Latino, some Mexican-American and some not, have worked tirelessly for the last 2 years on this project, and thousands of Portlanders signed petitions to support it. We have a history that goes back to the beginning of our existence as a city of excluding and segregating people based on race or ethnicity. That history is certainly relevant to why the overwhelming majority of streets in the city of Portland are named after white men. I believe it is also relevant to why any consideration of the Latino community has been so absent from much of the public discussion of this project. Not because most of the people here intend to be exclusionary, but because we have inherited cultural blinders that keep us from considering that there are other people who are an integral part of our community whose perspectives may be very different from our own. Most of us here were not around to be responsible for what happened in the past, but history is not just what has happened in the past. What happens today or next week will soon be a part of our history. We all understand that human beings often have a hard time with change. Even when we move to a better house or an exciting new job, we often still have feelings of loss. If the council chooses to support the renaming of 39th Avenue for Cesar Chavez, there will be feelings of loss. But as a community, we can choose whether we want to emphasize the loss or the gain. What we have to gain is to make the fabric of our community stronger, more colorful, and more resilient. I trust that you and the council will listen to what people have to say about both costs and benefits of the proposed street renaming, and will make this decision by weighing all the potential gains and losses carefully. I also hope that we will all give some serious thought to the question of who we are as a city and how we value all of our fellow Portlanders.
Thank you, Ms. Schrock. Mr. Gonzalez.
Good evening, Mayor and Commissioners. My name is Armando Gonzalez. On behalf of the Cesar D. Chavez Boulevard Committee, thank you for the opportunity to present to you this evening about why renaming a Portland City street in honor of Cesar D. Chavez is important. I was born in Eastern Oregon. I was raised and worked as a migrant farm worker for many years. I experienced firsthand the conditions that Cesar Chavez worked to change. My parents taught us by example to give back to those that had less and to be involved to ensure a strong and safe community. I have been a resident of Portland for the last 23 years. I'm a high school counselor and a lifelong activist for change. Cesar Chavez played an important role in my life, which is why I'm here today. An environmentalist, Chavez advocated for the health and welfare for all people, and he believed in civil rights and justice for all. We have worked through a very long process, and now we're at a critical juncture. Because of our efforts, we have been seeing countless articles in our newspapers, blogs, Facebooks, and other news mediums, which has helped enlighten our community about who Cesar was and how his many contributions to our, what his many contributions to our countries have been. Let me state some facts about Cesar. He was an American. He was born in Yuma, Arizona in 1927. He served our country in the armed forces. Cesar Chavez struggled for change and a change toward a better life for all communities, better working and living conditions, a decrease in the hazardous pesticides entering our food supply, and right for workers to form unions. In 1994, he was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom posthumously by President Bill Clinton, who said, "Mr. Chavez faced formidable and often violent opposition with dignity and nonviolence." The late Senator Robert Kennedy called him one of the greatest heroic figures of our time. While there has been broad agreement about honoring Cesar Chavez, we have heard a variety of reasons of why we should not move forward in renaming a street in his honor. As I have listened over the last 2 years, I have heard a reoccurring concern about change. Change is usually uncomfortable, and at times it may feel scary and confusing. This last two-year process has brought out many of these emotions. Our country, over these last few years, have seen monumental change. We can choose to embrace change that will make our community stronger and more inclusive, or fight it at every turn. Change is inevitable, and in fact, change is necessary to improve our communities. For these reasons, we are seeking your support in naming a street for Cesar Chavez. The name change will not rewrite Portland's rich past. Instead, it will acknowledge the lesser-known stories and cultures that have always been part of the fabric of this community. We are asking for just one street of 4,000 to honor an American hero and civil rights leader. In 2008, this country experienced a historic event in history. As Americans, we overcame old barriers and elected our first African-American president. Let's keep the spirit of change alive and continue to move forward as a multicultural nation and as a multicultural city. Mayor and commissioners, please know that we understand that this is very difficult decisions for you. This is a monumental event in our community, and so far it has taken 2 attempts and nearly 3 years of hard work by dedicated people. We have followed the existing code and has never been used. We have chosen to turn the other cheek when faced with demeaning comments or hurtful words. We have put our hearts and our highest intentions forward. Finally, as a reminder that the Chavez family indeed did submit a letter of support for our endeavors here. And with this, I urge you to have the strength to do the right thing and to vote yes to our request to honor Cesar Chavez with his name change. I've also included some statements of support from various people throughout the city. In my statement, I included with the council clerk. Thank you very much.
Question. Commissioner Salzman.
Yeah, I'd like to ask a question, which I've gotten a lot of emails about, and that why a street, given the acrimony that's associated with renaming any street, not just in this case 39th and Cesar Chavez, but given the acrimony and given sort of the idea of naming a new bridge in honor of Cesar Chavez, why did the committee consider options, or why? Why did you reject other options?
Should I answer this, or do you want to go for it? I'll try to answer as best I can, and Doretta can certainly add to this. That question has also been asked by me to me at the previous hearing, and my response to that, when I was out of town when the Cesar Chavez committee got together, when I came back to town a few years back, I found out through newspapers and so on that there was a committee working on changing a name, a street name here in Portland, and so I decided to get involved. I did it for two reasons. One is I did not just want to read about these changes or things were happening in my community, in my streets, because I do pay my taxes, and so I consider those my streets. But I wanted to have a hand in this. And initially, I asked the question to the committee, and there was a lot of brainstorming that went on initially, way back when. This was over 2 years ago. The question came up again during the Planning Commission hearing, and the Planning Commission asked me about this. And my response to that at that point was, you know, this process has begun 2 years ago, and we followed the process of the law, and therefore we wanted to stick to the street. Because one, a bridge is not a city entity. It has more than one entity that I guess rules that, and it's going to be something difficult for us to do. It's difficult enough as it is right now. So those are the responses that we start on this journey to follow the process to naming a street.
I just add a little bit to that. Part of it is that part of the reason that people want a street is some of the same reason people don't want to rename a street. It's because a street is so very visible and so very integral to the life of the city. A bridge, the TriMet Bridge, if you named that for Cesar Chavez, there'd be a little plaque somewhere. No one would ever call the bridge by its name. No one would ever see it on a map. No one would ever, you know, that's just the way those things work. A street
This is going to be a civil discussion. There'll be no groaning, no shushing, nothing while people are talking.
A street is that kind of active, visible part of the city.
Any other discussion for this panel? Thank you both very much. Appreciate it. All right, Carla, can you call the first three and then the three to follow?
The first three? Please.
And again, we're going for, against, questions, and then for and against.
First three, please come on up, are Felicia Williams, Carol Hutchins, and Ed Guerin, or Karen, sorry. Okay, and then they will be followed by Joseph Gallegos, Dr. Joseph Gallegos, C.M. Gundenholm, and George Dennison.
So, Ms. Williams?
All right. Again, my name is Felicia Williams, and I'm actually really disappointed that you guys aren't voting tonight because this is the subject of my thesis, or actually the MLK renaming is, and I was hoping to write my conclusion, but you guys are kind of stopping that from happening.
We take this process very seriously and want to spend the time necessary to do a good job.
And also, Commissioner Fish, I actually have an answer for you, a theoretical answer for why a street, but I'm not going to get into that. One of the things that I want to be clear about is, as a historian, I get really excited about history stuff. And it's very super-duper exciting right now because we can look at what's happening in the world and understand the power of symbols and why they matter. You can look at what happened in Iran. And I know that one of you is married to a historian and another one has a history degree, so you probably can relate to the enthusiasm there. But there was a young woman who was killed in the streets of Tehran recently, Neda. And there's already a push to rename a street for her to symbolize her martyrdom. So this idea of renaming streets as symbols is really important. We can see this across Eastern Europe after the fall of communism. The first thing they did was rename the streets. And that applies here, too. The difference is that we have the same power structure in place that we've always had. So it's much harder to get these kinds of civil changes in place that you find in other parts of the world, that we applaud in other parts of the world. But what we do have here, and what I find really problematic, is that in Portland, I've noticed that there's a process that you have to go through if you're a poor brown person. But if you're a rich white person, you can buy naming rights to a park in downtown Portland. For those of you who don't know, Director Park, gentleman donated $2 million, can name it after his grandparents, who have no historical significance whatsoever. But that'll make three memorials to the Schnitzer family in downtown Portland. And nobody's upset about that. But there are hoops that you have to jump through if you're a poor brown person. And that's really incredibly offensive, and I don't understand why anybody else is not upset about the difference in how people are presenting this. I mean, everybody's upset about renaming the street, but nobody's upset about Schnitzer getting three memorials in downtown Portland. It just seems very strange to me that people would get so bent out of shape about a street, but not look at the inherent unfairness of this process.
Thank you for your testimony. Ms. Hutchins?
Yes, I would like to thank everyone for spending the time to listen to all of us, pro or con. But let me tell you, I'm a 70-year-old, 50-year resident of 39th Avenue. My history is important to me on that street. I married a Korean War veteran, raised four children on that street, have paid taxes on that street, and have been active in the community, and it has history for me. I have no problem with naming something for Mr. Chavez, but I want my street to remain 39th Avenue, and I sincerely hope that you will vote according to the people, majority of the people who do not want it changed, and I thank you so much.
Thanks, Ms. Hutchin. Mr. Gerrans.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, City Commissioners. My name is Eduardo Jorge Garrett, y vivo al Menzies Drive, which I would gladly offer as to be honored, in spite of the historical significance of Menzies Island, which was the original name of Hayden Island, which is also called Jansen Beach, I would gladly donate my street to honor Mr. Chavez, but it's not a major street. This process has been cursed from the beginning. The first curse was city leadership that did not follow its own rules and attempted to rename Interstate Avenue without a proper process. By the way, I think I have the only distinction of being like the only neutral person in this whole thing, and only one name on the blue sheet, right? Yep, two. Okay, there's one other. Okay.
You're 50% of the
50% of the in-between folks. You know, as a member of a minority group, I'm a gay man. As a member of a minority group that routinely has our rights and very existence put on the ballot for voters to demonstrate how much we are despised in our own country, I have lived 30 years of my adult life, and every 2 to 4 years has been defined by a ballot initiative somewhere where I get to see how many people hate me, what the percentage of the voters are who hate me for 30 years, if we want to talk about history. I also feel for the Latino community in all of this, who must feel like a football being tossed all over the city, or maybe bureaucratic hot potato. Bienvenidos a Gringoslandia has been anything but open and welcoming in this process. By the way, that means welcome to white folks' world. I am a strong supporter of naming a street for Mr. Chavez that actually runs at least part of its course in a Latino neighborhood. 39th has no interaction with such a neighborhood. Repeatedly said the only good choice is division, but city rules currently prohibit that. So maybe the real issue here is a flawed process that favors bureaucratic expediency, not the interests of the residents of the city. All I know is this entire process has become an embarrassment to a great city,
and
no one
up.
Has clean hands. One more line. Let's name the bridge or something, because clearly a much more fitting tribute would be a bridge which connects two sides than a street in a neighborhood where Mr. Chavez is clearly not welcome, and that lack of welcome is an embarrassment to us all.
Thank you, Mr. Gerrans.
Thank you.
All right, thanks for your testimony. The next three.
All right, Dr. Joseph Gallegos, C.M. Gundholm, and George Dennison. They'll be followed by Patricia Martinez, Stephen Sasser, and Jaina Carlson.
Dr. Gallegos, welcome.
Right, thank you, Mayor and Commissioners. Thank you for having us this evening. I just want to share with you, I have only 4 points that I wanted to make.
And I apologize for interrupting. I need you to state your name.
Oh, again. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, it's Gallegos.
First name?
Joseph Gallegos.
You're good to go.
All right. I'm a professor at the University of Portland and in the Department of Social and Behavioral Sciences. I grew up here in Portland, and my family was one of the first among the first Mexican families to settle here in Portland during the Second World War, actually. And growing up here, it's amazing. I mean, I tell my students how Portland, growing up here, has always had this self-image as a white family town. And it's been fascinating to me that even over all these years with the changing demographics, there's still this self-image that we are not a big city, we're white, we're certainly a family town. As I said, despite sort of the changes and evolution over time. And I don't have pictures of migrant workers, but I am a former migrant worker. My family, we picked berries in Banks and Staten and so on. I was also involved with Sonny Montes and Jose Romero, who are here in the development of Colegio Cesar Chavez in the 70s. So I recall at that time Portland as being very supportive of the Colegio. I mean, we actually raised several thousand dollars in Portland by Portlanders supporting that effort. So does that say I have 25 seconds left?
I cut into your time, so you have like 25 seconds.
Oh, great.
On top of the 22 seconds.
Well, basically then, all I want to point out is some information around the changing demographics. Most people in the country are 40 years old. The general population is 40. The Latino population is 30. And so that is what's really driving a lot of the changing demographics. And Portland is just exploding in terms of the Hispanic population. And I think that demographic is really critical in terms of responding. And finally, just I would encourage the council, the commissioners, to take advantage of the opportunity for the changes that are coming and exercise leadership in that area. CSEP weather.
Thank you, Doctor.
Sure.
Ma'am?
I am CM Sundholm. That's with an S. Mr. Mayor, council members, and Senora Guimbes, first let me congratulate Senora Guimbes and her committee for educating all of us as to what Senor Chavez accomplished in his lifetime. If that has been your target, you have succeeded admirably while adhering to all the legalities required with regard to renaming a Portland street. I would like to ask some questions of all of you. Does anyone remember that I-5 was originally called the Baldock Freeway, or that I-84 was known as the Banfield Freeway, or for that matter that Herbert Hoover Highway is the way to the coast? Do many grade school children or adults, for that matter, know who John Charles Fremont was? The bridge and the street are named for him. How about William Overton, Asa Lovejoy, Francis Pettigrew, or John Hurd Cooch, or Rodney Gleason, whose names are consistently mispronounced? I just mispronounced Gleason myself. These are just a few of the pioneers who settled Portland and whose history and accomplishments have been lost over the years. Does anyone remember who John L. Lewis was? He saved the miners from their slavery in the mines. Or who Walter Reuther was? He orchestrated the auto unions. For that matter, how many people know that 39th Avenue was once known as Thaxter Avenue before the 1920 council decision to change all north-south avenues to sequentially numbered avenues? And who is to say that some future council will decide to revert to the simplicity of sequentially numbered avenues, thus eliminating the name Chavez from Portland history? I use all the above to illustrate how fleeting fame is. There's another question I'd like to ask Senora Guimbes and her committee. Why are you so inflexible and adamant that a street name be used to honor Senor Chavez? Why not a fountain or a statue in a section of the Rose Garden or the Rhododendron Gardens or any Portland Park garden where thousands of people stroll, all of whom would take the time to read about him as they do about Beverly Clary in Grant Park, or an obelisk in the downtown Portland Mall, or a square with the Mexican and American flag and a plaque detailing Senor Chavez's biography and his accomplishments? We have lived on Northeast 39th for almost 50 years and have a great pride in our street, even though the Oregonian claims that 39th Avenue is insignificant. Rossmere, of which we are a part, was a land grant given to one John Quinn in 1866 by President Andrew Johnson. And there is a lot of history connected to all the street names: Brzee, Thompson, Hancock, for those who want to take the time to research it. Is anyone aware of this bit of history? Most of the Hispanic people I have talked to about this street name change have responded with a shrug and say they don't care one way or the other and are embarrassed by the controversy. Senor Guimbes, with your organizational talent, you could easily gather a group who would work together to achieve the erection of a statue, a fountain, or an obelisk, or any of the suggestions that have been offered. And I'm sure there are many in the Anglo community who would also support this effort, thus relieving the city of the expense. To the council, I strongly urge you to consider all the options that have been placed before you. Rather than spending our tax dollars that are so badly needed for the Portland Public School System, the police department, and the other city departments.
Are you going to wrap up?
I'm done.
Oh, really? No clapping. I was afraid to interrupt you.
That's
but
it.
I'm going to give someone on the other side two extra minutes
I'll
as well.
I'll leave this for you like the mayor left his, okay?
Very well said. Thank you. Sir.
Hi, my name is George Dennison. I'm a Portland resident, and I guess I'm really not for or against the renaming of 39th Cesar Chavez, but I'm here to kind of posit the possibility that we could be possibly using Cesar Chavez's legend and his heroic acts and his history to somehow lend credence to Portland as a progressive city. or for political correctness. There was a chiropractor that spoke a little bit earlier, and he said that Cesar Chavez's son was against the renaming of it Cesar Chavez Way. And I think the propensity is that he doesn't really want his father's name to be used to lend credence to a motive that might be just to lend progressive qualities to the city. So that's just what I'm here to say. And, you know, I grew up in California, and, you know, I grew up in the 60s and 70s there where Cesar Chavez was on TV six nights a week. And I recognize him as a hero, and a lot of the laws that he's enacted, you know, affect Oregon and the United States of America in a positive way. So I'm not against Cesar Chavez, but I think that Portland has a lot of victims that we might want to consider naming a street after. I mean, Portland is, in a way, displaced the Native American Indians. If you can't think of a famous Native American Indian that was around Portland, then maybe we could think of that name, memorialize it, and lend a PR campaign to give famousness to that person's name. The Chinese Americans that lended so much to our city for 200-300 years, that died in the opium dens and died on the railroads, that faced marginalization and discrimination for hundreds of years. If we can't think of a name, then maybe we can think of a name and make it famous. And that's all I have to say.
Thank you all very much for your testimony. Really appreciate it. Carla, how many people do we have remaining to be signed up, more or less?
To come up and speak, we've got about 140 more.
So, just relax. Relax down there. This is a big issue for these people. So there are two ways we can do this. We can shorten the time or just have a cutoff. We find that after a certain late hour, it gets increasingly inefficient to hold the meeting. And right now it is 7:47. We'll take a break in probably 25 minutes, a five-minute break. What's the pleasure of the council?
Well, 1 minute.
1 minute?
And I think we should set a time. I mean, whether it's 9:30, at 9:30 we adjourn.
Commissioner Fritz?
I disagree with setting a time, but if folks really could make sure that you keep to the time limits, because there are a lot of people waiting to speak.
We're going to get to, we're going to 1 minute now. That gives everyone an opportunity in the room to get their testimony out there. So if you absolutely have prepared longer than that, say up front, but otherwise I'm going to keep you to 1 minute. So, Carla.
Do you want me to go back and forth?
Yeah, back and forth.
Then do three supporters and then three.
Yes, okay. We'll do. Sorry, Carla that. Would prefer to do three supporters and then three opponents. Three makes it easier for her.
It is. Sorry. Thank
you.
If you
could just tell us which one you're.
Okay, I'm going to. The opposer list is longer, so let me start with the next three. If Stephen Saucer, Marla McGarry Lawrence, and Jonathan Lulanzani, I believe his last name, would come on up. Stephen Saucer, Marla McGarry Lawrence, and Jonathan Lulanzani.
Mr. Saucer?
Sasser, yeah.
And then after them, next list will be Patricia Martinez, Jaina Carlson, and Charity Rowland.
Okay, go ahead and begin.
Mayor and commissioners, I would like to begin by thanking you for permitting me to share my views. And what I'd like to do is quote from a personal document dated 1968. Some people refer to that as the Summer of Love. This is a wedding invitation. Mr. and Mrs. Joseph Franklin Nance request the pleasure of your company at the wedding of their daughter, Sandra Lynn, and Stephen H. Saucer on Friday the 14th of June at 8 o'clock. At the Garden Manor, 2715 Southeast 39th Avenue, Portland, Oregon. 2 years ago, Lynn and I celebrated our 39th anniversary by walking from our home to that same location on 39th and had a champagne toast on the front porch, portico, facing 39th. And is my feeling that Mr. Chavez was a great great person, and I do think you should make every effort to honor him. But I don't think we should rename something. I think we should name something new.
Thank you very much for your testimony. Good evening. Welcome.
Good evening. My name is Marla McGarry Lawrence, and my work is primarily with the Latino congregation at the church where I serve. And we've had a Latino congregation there for 14 years. And my work is to really help people understand the issues of immigration and to raise awareness of Latino issues. My husband and I have lived on Northeast 39th Avenue since 1973. And we're just north of where the traffic inhibitor is. And there is no way that you could ever consider where we live on 39th as a boulevard. It is very narrow and very restrictive. I, too, want to honor Cesar Chavez. And I want to work with the folks to find a way to do that. But I do not want to rename 39th Avenue. I don't think it's an appropriate way to honor this great man. But I do want to work with the folks on finding another way, a win-win solution.
Thank you for your testimony, sir.
My name is Jonathan Miguel Calanzani, and I'm a resident of 39th Avenue. As a Latino, I appreciate the desire to symbolize that Portland is becoming a more inclusive and diverse place. However, in talking to many residents and many business owners along 39th Avenue, I've run into near universal opposition to this. Rather than honoring Cesar Chavez's legacy, this will only create unnecessary division. Rather than bringing the city together, this will create division between the residents and business owners of 39th Avenue, who, according to all published polls, are more than 85% against renaming 39th Avenue. For these reasons, I'm deeply worried that instead of honoring the Latino community of Portland, we will create unnecessary division and impose unnecessary hardship on the residents and business owners of 39th Avenue. For that reason, I urge the committee to vote no on this proposal and seek a better, more inclusive way to honor Cesar Chavez.
You all did a great job at 1 minute. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Very good.
Carla.
Next three are Patricia Martinez, Jaina Carlson, and Charity Rowland.
And these are from the
support
list.
And they will be followed by Eric J. Harris, Don Wells, and M.J. Coe.
Good evening. Welcome to the City Council. We're glad you're here.
Good evening. My name is Patricia Martinez, and I own property in Southeast Portland, very near to 39th, which is, I consider that my street as well. I will relate it as an academic. I teach teachers on cultural competency. Education, economic, and social research indicate long-standing historical disparities in experience, access, and outcomes across racial groups. With a dominant white culture as racially advantaged and communities of color as racially marginalized. This supports the fact that race permeates everyday experience. We take for granted that race impacts access and equity. In other words, what makes life livable. Moreover, power historically has been rooted in race. Power determines policy, the rules of engagement. The street naming issue is not a case of clash of values, as the local newspaper reported recently, but rather a case of shifting of the structures of power. Today, you must consider the structures and see solely from investing in whiteness as a presumably neutral or assimilated human experience, and acknowledge the voices of difference. Throughout this process, you have heard examples characterizing what it means to be white and what it means not to be white in the city. This action will inconvenience those who have knowingly or unknowingly benefited from a system of white privilege. Literally and philosophically, social justice is inconvenient. Social justice is also responsibility for the common good. We have proof of this in this history. Moving towards a just society is the right thing to do, Portland. Creating safe and affirming environments for everyone is our balance due to the future generations. I affirm the name change from 39th Avenue to Cesar E. Chavez Boulevard. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Hi, my name is Jaina Carlson, and I am a Beaumont-Wilshire resident. I actually live
in... Can you get a little closer to the mic?
I have to. I actually live right off of 39th Street, and I absolutely encourage you to change the name to Cesar Chavez. Since I'm down to just a minute, my main point is that it's really important that we honor him. It's been decided it will be a street, and it's going to have to be a street that exists, obviously. The people who are opposed to 39th, I understand that it makes it difficult to change your stationery and tell your family, whatever. But the main thing is that it's not about the people who live on the street now or have the businesses there or those of us who live right next door to it or have to give directions to our house via the name of that street. What is the most important thing is that it is not about us. It is not about those of us who are dealing with this right now. It is about the future generations who need to be aware of who he is and what he did.
Thank you. Ma'am?
My name is Charity Rowland. I've lived one block off Southeast 39th for 22 years. I've raised four children there. I would be proud and honored to live one block off Cesar Chavez Boulevard. My two daughters happen to live just off Rosa Parks Boulevard, and as does my baby granddaughter. And I'm happy to think that my granddaughter is going to grow up with that historical icon, Rosa Parks, playing a tiny role in her daily life. And Mr. Mayor, Commissioners, I think this is what Portland is all about. Thank you.
Thank you all for your testimony. Appreciate it. Carla, the next three.
Eric J. Harris, Don Wells, and M.J. Coe.
Good evening. Welcome to the City Council. We're glad you're here.
They'll be followed by Judith Mowry, Marta Gumbes, and David Martinez.
You just give those to Carla. All right. So welcome to the City Council. Again, just your first and last names. Go ahead, sir.
Good evening, Mayor Adams, Commissioners. My name is Eric Harris. As a 23-year combat veteran, United States Marine Corps, I will tell you that you will probably not come across a more adamant proponent of honoring those that do good things, heroes, whatever name you want to give them. Cesar Chavez was a great man. He needs to be honored. I agree wholeheartedly. The divisiveness that this has created is sad. I come home to find nothing but disgusting divisiveness in this. To rename a street, to take the money that should be spent in other avenues, from education, police support, fire support, and such, in the time and effort of changing a street name, when we could honor the man and educate the citizens of Portland and the tourists of Portland by naming a bridge, a park, or any other thing, and provide a plaque that outlines what this great man did for this nation. Thank you.
Has anyone ever told you of the voice quality of, like, God?
Yes, sir. Many of my recruits.
I just wanted to make sure I wasn't the only one. Good evening, sir. How are you?
Good evening. I don't know how I can possibly follow that one up, but my name is Don Wells. I own Fix My Dad PC, which is on 39th Avenue at Lincoln Street. I've lived in Portland all my life. I've watched the streets changed. And I'm just here to say that, you know, I agree with all the other people who were saying that the money can be spent in much better places. Right now, economic times are difficult. Since the original city planning, our city planners met with historians and had that meeting, which I also spoke at. I've actually had to let two of my employees go. It is rough, but I think the commissioners need to look at the laws more and change the laws and not the name of the street.
Thank you for your testimony, sir.
My name is M.J. Coe. I live in the Laurelhurst area. I am the immediate past president of the Laurelhurst Neighborhood Association. And I just wanted to, first of all, point out a couple of official proceedings from the association that happened last month, and then if I have time, a couple of my own personal comments. First of all, the Laurel Host Neighborhood Association did pass a resolution last May, which is on page one. The Laurelhurst Neighborhood Association finds that 39th Avenue is historically significant in its own right and opposes the City Council renaming 39th Avenue. We've listed 11